Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here again as the host of tonight's show. We have a very great guest. Her name is Rachel Stribling. She's from Dallas, Texas. She's building an empire right under our noses. It's called Salon Refer, among other things. And she's going to be here to share some of the ways she's made not only her business successful, but also the people who have worked with her. Rachel, are you there?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I'm excited to hear.
Well, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm 35, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to assist other salons with their advertising needs. And I've been in the advertising industry since 2000. And God just led me to do a whole new thing with the online salon directory.
So is advertising your passion?
Yes, advertising is what I love to do. That is my passion.
So tell us a little bit about how you came into this field and decided that, you know, that's what moved you. I mean, what was the first time that you may have read an ad or thought, you know, wow, I need people to know about me or whatever it is you were doing?
Well, I've been braiding hair since 99, and I'm very good at braiding hair. I've been all type of designs, and everybody was telling me that I should braid professionally, but I didn't like braiding hair. And I was asking the Lord, why do you have me braiding hair? And I do not like to braid hair. And I found out that I'm not braiding hair to actually braid hair. I was braiding hair to learn how to advertise, because every time I was doing braids, I was always passing out business cards and flyers, and I was always getting a big amount of response. That is the reason I was being led to do this, is so I can learn how to advertise, not really for myself, but for others. So then I came up with the idea of, I just advertise for everyone else, and I can put, you know, put the whole thing together where I can benefit everyone else, and I wouldn't have to braid at all.
Wow, that's, you know, that's something, whereas something that you didn't like to do but may have needed to do to make, you know, certain ends meet or whatever, led to something that benefit others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was stressful in the beginning, but after I realized that that's what I was being led to do, then I started to accept it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. So when you started, what type of advertising means, or did you do as first that small business owner with your hair? I mean, just, you know, kind of give us a feel out here, because a lot of people that are out there and they're just starting, and they really, you know, they might have limited income and they're looking for ways to, you know, get their passion out. So what did you do in the beginning, or how did you advertise, or what places did you may have gone that can, you know, let our listeners kind of figure out what they may need to do if they're just starting any type of business?
Okay, well, I started with business cards, and I passed them out at all the local beauty supply stores around the city. And then I designed a magazine where I could advertise my braid styles, because people who go to the salons, they want to see styles. They're visual,
right?
People. They want to see styles before they actually come in. So I composed a magazine of my styles and my different designs and my best designs and braids. And as I put the magazine together, other stylists and barbers were seeing my magazine, and they wanted to place an ad in my magazine. So I started charging them for ad space in the magazine, and I would just distribute. So they didn't have to do any legwork, because I did all the legwork for them. And my goal was to make sure that my barbers and stylists receive response so that they can keep calling me so that I can do what I love to do,
which was advertising.
Yes, yeah, so after they started receiving all the response, now they call me every month just to advertise in the magazine because they know it works.
That's good. And are your advertising Are your prices very high? Are they pretty much industry standard, or, you know, are they below market? How did you come about that?
Well, I'm advertising online in the salon directory. It's very reasonable because we don't have to pay for printing. So we advertise on the internet, and we can reach millions of people on the internet.
Wow.
So I charge quarterly, and the prices range from $65 to $200 for quarter.
Wow, that's not bad. I mean, for quarterly advertising. Now, of course, as with always, I talk to the guests, you know, before the interview, and I check the different websites and things, and I see that you've got it's put together very well. What can you share that website with everyone right now?
Yes, the website is www.salonrefer.com. That's SalonRefer.com.
Okay, so www.salonrefer.com. One of the things that I noticed on there also is that you had a link where if they just wanted to put their information up for free, that was possible.
Yes, we offer, you can submit your listing for free.
Uh-huh.
You will get to put your name, your address, your business name, your address, and your telephone number.
Okay.
For free in the listing, and at least you'll be included in our database.
Wow. Yeah, I noticed a couple of those. And I noticed that for every state that I clicked on, there was pretty much an advertiser there. And not only that, you had advertisers not even in the U.S. How did that happen?
Well, when you're online, you can reach people all over, and you never know what areas you're tapping into when you send out an email. So seeing that I send out between 60,000 and 100,000 emails per day, I'm reaching more people than I can imagine. My goal is to be sending out 500,000 emails a day, but right now I'm at between 60 and 100,000 a day. So you just never know what areas you're tapping into online because there's so many people online. That's the benefit of advertising.
Not only that, I mean, 60,000 emails, and when you think about that these other people are actually forwarding to other people, you know, you're bound to have your business explode the way it has. And the free websites, the free registration, like I saw, that was pretty decent. But I've noticed that you had some really, really intricate ones with, you know, the photos and the pictures and the websites and everything, too. So that's when you'll be getting into the 65 to 200 plus range, correct?
Yes. For either if you have your own ad designed, there would be a cheaper fee. And if you wanted me to design your ad and place it on the website, it'll get a little more expensive. But we have different pricing packages that cater to everyone's needs.
Oh, okay. Now, there was at one point, you had a distribution of 10, 15, 20,000 of the print ads, correct?
Yes.
And
I had that the first couple of months I was doing print ads. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
So, okay, the first couple of months you were doing the print ads. And when the clients... One thing that I noticed, and which may help people who are starting their own businesses, is that you didn't really, when it was really dealing with salons, you didn't just go out and say, hey, just passing it to anybody on the street. You chose a target market, and not only, and you basically went to more of the beauty supply stores because you know that's where the beauty supply owners are all going to eventually come. Is that correct?
Yes, and most of the beauty supply stores that were in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, they already knew me because I had been advertising for my own business for several years. So when I went in there and told them of my new business venture and my ideas, they were already willing to help me and assist me in every way. So they were passing out my flyers and my magazines, and then they would even call me when I was low and tell me to come and restock because so many people were getting the magazines. The magazines are free, and I also have free samples if anyone wants to check on the samples link online,
okay.
And I will send them free samples so they can see what they look like.
Wow, that would be nice to have. Now, how did the other businesses come out of your advertising? I mean, was that just a need that happened to come on and, you know, you just said, well, let me run with it?
Yes, graphics, advertising, printing, and web design, they all tie in together. Because any person with a business, they always have to have business cards. And we're here to develop creative ads strictly for the beauty industry in that aspect.
Wow.
We develop ads for everyone, all business owners, but we target the beauty industry because I'm in the beauty industry because I'm a braider.
Right, and that's your niche market.
Yes, we have other graphic designers that specialize in various businesses. We have shoe stores and catering companies and other types of businesses that we design ads for, but I specialize in the beauty industry because I'm in the beauty industry.
That's good. So it's not that you're going out there haphazardly, because one of the things that happen with new business owners, instead of, you know, pretty much concentrating on a particular market, they just go out there and say, I'm going to advertise to everyone. I'm trying to get policemen, but now you're advertising to firemen who really don't have anything to do with your target market, so you're like wasting money. Or
mm-hmm. And those are the mistakes that we make sometimes. And that's why I specialize in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
because I know what works in the beauty industry, because I've actually done research on my business cards. I've done all the legwork and all the footwork, and I've done my studies on all of the cards, which cards brought me in this type of response and which cards didn't get a response at all. So basically now when I design a business card, I'm designing it from experience. Not from something just creative to the eye, but something that's going to bring the client in. Everything that looks good does not get bring in money just because it looks good.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, you know, that what I like that you said was that you studied. You had a plan. We have a segment on Sundays, our Sunday segment called Inspirational Insights. It's normally about 4 or 5 minutes, and I play a song, but it goes into these type of things, whereas one of our Inspirational Insights was plant seeds, and
mm-hmm.
it seemed like what you were doing all of that time, even though it took a while before you decided to specifically say, hey, this is how I'm going to do this, you planted seeds so that when you were able to go to the, I believe you said Metroplex out there?
Yes.
You know, they already knew you from the seeds that you had planted. So, you know, they were quick to say, hey, that's no problem. What do you need? You know,
mm-hmm.
because you had planted a seed that built that relationship.
Yes.
And a lot of people should, you know, even focus on, you know, relationships when they're starting their business and advertising. You can't take anything or any person for granted. It seems like you've got all your balls in the right court there, and I mean, I'm glad, because you've shared some things with me that I didn't know about, but that's what thinkbigradio.com is about. It's about sharing, you know, because that's how a person gets wealth. You know, our definition of wealth is we exchange answers and learn through helping.
Yes.
That's what wealth is. And by you coming on here sharing, you know, your wealth, you know, it's going to enable somebody that's listening right now, or someone who may download at a later date, to say, wow, I didn't think about it. I can, you know, do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you decide to start this business, what did you view as a challenge?
I viewed a challenge. My challenge was trying to ignore the negativity, the people who thought that I couldn't do it, the people who didn't believe in me. You have to ignore those people and press forward. You have to stay persistent. You have to stay dedicated to your dream. And the challenge I had was those people that were in my inner circle that really didn't believe. once I eliminated those people out of my circle and pressed toward the mark, it was, I overcame that challenge.
That's beautiful. And it seems as with all of the different interviews that I've done, you know, a couple of things rang true about, you know, all of the successful entrepreneurs and those who are becoming successful is that, you know, you keep pushing no matter what. Second, if there are people around you, you know, relationships or so forth that aren't in your corner, mm-hmm. that you have to let them go no matter how painful so that you can realize what your life's purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to talk with, you know, different people every week that share their experiences because, you know, you find out a lot about not only them, but a lot about the same process that's needed in order for a person to become successful. What was it about braiding hair that, you know, led you to do this? I mean, did you just first start off by braiding relatives or you just, you know, liked somebody's hair one day and said, hey, I can do that?
Well, I started out braiding when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and then as I got older, I just would braid my family and friends, and people would always tell me, oh, you need to get your license. Oh, you're such a good braider, because I would braid designs and all those dollar signs and people's names in their heads, all
wow.
those type of braids. That's what I would do, but I just didn't like it. I would do it for my friends because they asked, but I didn't like it to where I would want to make a living braiding hair. But that's what I ended up doing anyway because
wow.
the Lord was directing my path. But so I started out just braiding my friend's hair, and then as I kept going and kept going, I ended up going to beauty school a few years later. And that just led me into a whole new dimension on learning the advertising and the web design and graphics.
Wow. What would be the biggest advice that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
The biggest advice is for me, from me to the audience, is don't give up. Stay dedicated to what you believe. If you believe that in your heart that you want to do something, go for it. It's not going to come overnight. It's going to be a lot of obstacles in your way. Because that's what Satan is supposed to do. He's supposed to throw things in your way so that you can stumble and give up and turn the other direction. And you have to overcome those obstacles, and you have to keep pressing forward because it's not going to be an overnight thing, and you just have to make sure that you stay persistent, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And I just believe that you need to believe in yourself and just stay focused and continue to just press forward.
Yeah, that seems like that sums it up. You said it all. I mean, it's just that I'm almost speechless. I really don't get speechless that much. You can probably tell that from when we talked earlier. But just to know, you know, everything that you went through and, you know, how you were making this happen. What came about, whereas I know at first you started off in your own town. What made you decide, you know, to say, hey, well, let me see if I can expand this? What made you want to step out of your bounds?
Well, I actually, when I stepped into the realm of salon advertising and barbershops and beauty shops, that's when I had already submitted my life over to the Lord. And
okay.
I started out with, before I got saved, I was still advertising, but I was advertising for models and artists and producers and photographers. But it wasn't giving God the glory in anything. So after I submitted my life over to the Lord, I had to let all of that go, let all the worldly things go. And he gave me a brand new idea and a fresh start, and he gave me greater ideas. And that's what led me to being on the Internet and reaching thousands and thousands of people all over the world, because when God gives you something, you can't go wrong. I mean, there's no other way to go but up when he gives it to you. When you get your own ideas and you work in and doing everything your way, you can only go so far. But when he gives it to you, you can't help but go to the top.
You're right. And we had an inspirational insight the other day that was dealing with fear, about how some people are just afraid. But if it's given to you, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take advantage of it. Don't, you know, sit out and wait around, and, you know, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you would like to cover that we may not have touched upon?
Well, I would like to repeat the fact that I am a graphic designer and a web designer, and we offer those services on our website. And that's basically all. If they just check out the website, they'll be able to see that everything that we browse the entire site, make sure you have time on your hands, and I mean, they'll be able to see everything that we have on our website.
Great. And that was www.salonrefer.com. www.salonrefer.com. That's SALONREFER.com.
Yeah.
SalonRefer.com. Now, do you have an email address that anybody can, if they wanted to contact you, do you use that, or all that you'll be able to, they'll be able to find you from the website?
It's SalonRefer@yahoo.com.
That's okay. SalonRefer@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, so that's another way that they can they instant message you there?
They can instant message me. My Yahoo ID is SalonRefer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, Salon Refer also.
Yes. And they can also call me. I have a 1-866-693-6404.
Okay, and repeat that again.
1-866-693-6404.
Okay. We're going to take a break just for a second here and do one of our commercials. Everyone loves the commercials. Actually, it's just me changing my voice around. Give me a second for that. Until we get to that part, I'm going to play a song that you requested, and it is called, from Donnie McClurkin, Stand. Filled with pain, filled with pain.
after you've gone through the hurdles, after you've gone through the pain, oh my, after you've gone through the storm, hey, after you've gone through the rain.
www.700creditscoreinvestors.com. That's www.700creditscoreinvestors.com. Join our 700 Credit Score Investors team and participate in large and small-scale distressed property purchasing and development. www.700creditscoreinvestors.com. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. That was a beautiful song that you chose. I was glad we were able to get it all in. Is there anyone that you would like to thank? We're rounding down to our last couple of minutes.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank God for putting me in the midst of people like you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I would like to just thank thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my business with your radio show.
Oh, thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity. It's really my pleasure because when people visit your site, www.salonrefer.com, you're going to benefit more people than I've been able to benefit.
And is there a way I can make one correction?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem.
My 1-800 number is 1-888-693-6404.
Okay, and repeat that again slowly.
1-888-693-6404.
And that's once again www.salonrefer.com. Rachel Stribling out of Texas.
Yes.
So, did you think everything was going to turn out this way for you?
No, I didn't, and I'm actually just so excited and just happy right now.
That's good. That's how we like people on Think Big Radio to leave. Happy, satisfied that they've learned something. Once again, thinkbigradio.com listeners, investors, business owners, big club members, we brought to you a choice interview with a very classy, choicey lady who's doing it. She's making it happen right before your eyes. www.thinkbigradio.com for all of your realty, business, and financial needs. Think big.